Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, honey, as you know, we get a lot of emails, messages. From folks who express in their own words a lack of confidence in themselves, and more importantly, confidence in who God is and what He's promised to do in their lives. I remember several years ago, there was a moment in time where I did a word search on the word confidence, and I found that the Word of God has a lot to say about confidence, where it comes from, how it became a part of our lives, and the benefits that it offers to every believer. Today, or on today's call, we feel impressed to talk about confidence, to explore what the Word says and how it applies to your life. To be successful, your confidence must originate from the right source. Your parents, teachers, and friends and others may still instill confidence in you, but there's only one lasting source that will never be shaken by the adversities of life or the disappointment in others.
In Psalm 71, verse 5, Psalm 71, 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth and the source of my confidence." The key, honey, is to have our confidence clearly and strongly placed on the Lord, so that we don't have to worry about Amen. Where our confidence comes from.
But honey, let's share with the listeners two related scriptures and some thoughts on it.
That sounds good. Psalm 146:3.
Well, first.
Yes.
It's important. Oh, yeah. It's important that they place their confidence in the right person.
Yep, that's what we were just talking about. So that's very rightly said. Psalm 146:3 in the New Living Translation says, "Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there."
Second, man or woman may, will, can disappoint you, but God never will.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 118:8 in the Classic Amplified. "It is better to trust and take refuge in the Lord and to put confidence in man." So we want to ask you a question.
That's right. What is the one thing that will give you the confidence you need to succeed in life? In Job 4, verse 6 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Doesn't your reverence for God give you confidence? Doesn't your life of integrity give you hope?"
Conversely, what happens to people who don't have confidence in God?
In Job 8, verses 13 through 15 in the New Living Translation, it says, "The same thing happens to all who forget God. The hopes of the godless evaporate. Their confidence hangs by a thread. They are leaning on a spider's web. They cling to their home for security, but it won't last. They try to hold it tight, but it will not endure."
Misplaced confidence will lead to less than desirable circumstances. Proverbs 14:6, New Living Translation. "The wise are cautious and avoid danger. Fools plunge ahead with reckless confidence." Proverbs 25:19, New Living Translation. "Putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot." That's why it's so important that who we associate with and why. It's important to associate with the right people.
People who don't have confidence in themselves, or more importantly, in the Lord, will project an attitude of helplessness. Job 29:24 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "I smiled on them when they had no confidence, and their depression did not cast down the light of my countenance. People unknowingly will adapt to the mentality of their environment. That's why our associations and where we spend our time are crucial.
And no matter what you're facing, God's the only one in whom you must place your confidence. Psalm 53:6, Classic Amplified Bible. What time I'm afraid, I will have confidence in and put my trust and reliance in you.
Oh, I can remember learning that scripture. Honestly, I can remember quoting it in the King James, "What time I am afraid, Lord, I will trust you." And that is a great scripture to make personal when you need it.
Amen.
When you have confidence in the Lord and the power of his might, you are no longer concerned about what mere mortals can do to you. In Hebrews 13:6 in the New Living Translation, it says, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love that scripture.
Me too. The severity of an attack is of little consequence when you put your trust and confidence in the Lord. Psalm 62:8, Classic Amplified Bible. Trust in, lean on, rely on, and have confidence in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us, a fortress and a high tower. Selah, pause, and calmly think of that.
The Lord will protect us, too, from every trick, trap, lie, and deception the enemy seeks to put in our paths. In Proverbs 3:26 in the Classic Amplified Bible, you know, we just need to commit this to memory and just think about him what time we're afraid. It says, "For the Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger." Just pray that every day and believe God will bring you through.
Reverence for God provides us a place of safety and protection. Proverbs 14:26, Classic Amplified Bible. In the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence.
Hallelujah.
And his children shall always have a place of refuge.
Mm. You know, fear of people and events can trip us up, but the Lord will put us in a place of protection, because it says in Proverbs 29:25 in the Classic Amplified, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever leans on, trusts in, and puts his confidence in the Lord is safe and set on high."
Hallelujah. There's one thing that increases our confidence in who we are and what we can do, is the fear of the Lord. It will also protect those that we love. Let's look at Proverbs 14:26 again. This time in the Message Bible. The fear of God builds up confidence and makes a world safe for your children.
That's a huge blessing. Don't put your trust in people, because they're going to disappoint you one way or another. But not the Lord. Not only that, he will reveal things to you. In Proverbs 22:19, Classic Amplified, this is what it says. "So that your trust, belief, reliance, support, and confidence may be in the Lord. I have made known these things to you today, even to you."
Well, there's only one thing that brings lasting happiness. That happens when we put our trust in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 7:16, New Living Translation. "I'm very happy now because I have complete confidence in you."
Confidence gives us a fearlessness in who we are and what we're able to do. In Acts 28:31, you're right. Acts 28:31, It says, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus with all confidence, no man forbidding him. In Strong's Concordance, the word confidence is the Greek word G3954. G3954, it means freedom in speaking, unreservedness in speech, free and fearless confidence, cheerful courage, boldness, assurance.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. I know our success in life is determined in large measure by our confidence in the Lord himself, and that gives us confidence in ourselves. In Hebrews 10:35, Classic Amplified, Hebrews 10:35 says, "Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward."
God-given confidence empowers us to overcome overwhelming odds. Proverbs 21:22 says, "A wise man scatheth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof."
Wow. Serving others also gives us a confidence in him.
Yes, it does.
In 1 Timothy 3:13 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "For those who perform well as deacons acquire a good standing for themselves and also gain much confidence and freedom and boldness in the faith, which is founded on and centers in Christ Jesus."
Our relationship with the Lord gives us immediate and continual entry into his presence. Ephesians 3:12, Classic Amplified Bible. "In whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness, courage, and confidence of free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear." The ultimate place, lifestyle for a believer is to have such a relationship with him that we're absolutely confident that he will not only hear, but answer our prayers. 1 John 5:14, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." Not only will God hear us, but he'll answer our prayers.
That's it. I love this one. It goes right along with it.
1 John 5:15, Message Bible. "And if we're confident that he's listening, we know that what we've asked for is as good as ours."
Hallelujah. Those are scriptures definitely to commit to memory and to pray often. When we do what's right before the Lord, we're positioned for eternity. And not just eternity, honey, but great things right down here on planet Earth. 1 John 4:17, Classic Amplified Bible. "In this union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him, because as he is, so are we in this world."
Interestingly enough, there are two primary Hebrew words for confidence. And the vast majority of the time, the words are translated as trust. It's important to remember that if we trust in him, then it's much easier to trust in and have confidence in ourselves.
That's the truth.
And without question, we can always have absolute confidence trusting in him, in his word.
That's right.
Time to start.
That's it.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says, "Sow a seed," just ask God, "What seed have you put in the ground?" Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.